Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and it's a privilege for us to come to you from Dallas, Texas, from Herb's house. We're going to continue to look at Colossians 3, verse 12. I want you to take your Bible and turn with me. The title of this devotion is Gentle Disciples. Gentle Disciples. I want to begin by reading the passage the Apostle Paul writes, "So then, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved." So how do we distinguish those who have been chosen of God and who are no longer a part of this evil world system? Well, he tells us they put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility. Now, here's the word we're going to look at in this session, gentleness. Gentleness. This was totally antithetical to the Roman Empire at this time. The Roman Empire was known for its iron-fisted dominance that manifested itself with harshness. It was considered a virtue to be able to be so domineering over other people that there was no gentleness. In fact, gentleness was considered to be weakness. Well, along comes Christianity, and there is a whole new value system that is the total opposite of the world. In fact, it was this way from the very beginning of the kingdom of God, beginning all the way back in the garden, that it would be a kingdom known, among other things, for its gentleness. And Paul is affirming this here. So what does the word gentleness mean, Kent? Well, it means affectionate, caring for other people, but it carries the idea of being soft-hearted, tender-hearted, to be sensitive to others' feelings. It means that there is a certain meekness and mildness when wronged, that when you are unjustly suffering, that you maintain gentleness, that you don't fly off the handle, that you don't become enraged, that you continue to show gentleness, and that you don't overreact to things. You're not shooting a mosquito with a cannon if someone has done you wrong, but that you are sweet tempered, gracious towards other people. And this is a fruit of the Spirit. And I think the best example of this, Kent, is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 7. This has always struck me. Paul wanted to tell the Thessalonians how he was among them. And he says, "We proved to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children." There is not a more tender picture on planet Earth of gentleness than of a mother nursing her baby, singing, cooing to that little baby, bringing that baby to her breast, feeding her baby, and just being so soft and gentle. That's the very word that is used here. And Paul goes on to say, having a fond affection for you. We were pleased to impart not only the gospel, but our very lives to you. That's the picture here of gentleness. And there is the other side of the coin. Paul goes on to say that I was also like a strict father with you, and I had to speak strong words to you as well. And it's not an either or, it's a both and so there is a time in which we are strong and speak strong words to another believer, but also, and probably the predominance of the time, we're to be like a nursing mother, very kind and tender-hearted, not berating someone else, but gently lifting them up, Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. Well, the opposite incites an argument. It escalates a dispute. But a gentle answer has a way of decompressing a tense situation. And in Proverbs 25:15, it says, a soft tongue breaks the bone. The strong words really come from a soft tongue, because that person has to really give thought to what is being said, not how it's being said. So, Kent, let's talk about gentleness.
Well, you've buried
in the body of Christ.
You've buried me, Steve, with this. I think I'm having to look up to see bottom after you've talked about all this. This is so convicting to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I need this.
Yeah.
And gentleness is a, I don't know if, it, maybe for men, it seems like it may be not as natural. It's harder to really become gentle and be gentle. Do you think it's harder for us as men to I mean, is this something that is,
yeah,
it's just not, seems.
Yeah, I think most men tend to be kind of taskmasters.
Yeah.
And kind of cracking the whip to get things done and mm-hmm. kind of driving the herd. But the longer we walk with the Lord, I really believe there's more gentleness that begins to come through. And I think of my own father, who I just adored and loved so much. Growing up, he was pretty strict. He was very strict and very stern with me. And he began to read his Bible more and more and more. He was already a Christian, but he just became more absorbed with the Word as he grew. As I went off to college and then came back from college. And Kent, by the end of his life, he was just a gentle giant.
Is that right?
And it's like, you're not even the same man that I grew up with. And it's just called sanctification. Mm-hmm. And it's called putting on a heart of gentleness. And that takes time. We really grow into this more and more. And there should be this in my life. And I think even with some parents, they're stricter with their firstborn, and yeah. they kind of become gentler and
sure.
gentler by the time
right.
the last child comes
right,
along.
Right, right.
It's almost a progress in growing in Christ-likeness.
So, Steve, as we go through these characteristics, and you've just talked about gentleness, should we? How intentional should we be? I mean, should we have these characteristics jotted down in front of us before we go out in the morning and say, you know, I've got to focus on this, or I need to be thinking especially about this, or Lord, help me with this. I mean, how should this be on the forefront of our mind as characteristics we need to work on, or just kind of say, yeah, that's good, and again, I agree with it, and hopefully as I walk with the Lord that I'll do this. I mean,
yeah.
how intentional?
Well, we do have to be intentional with this, Kent, and we can only have so many things on the forefront of our mind, just like you can only have so many
right,
swing
right,
thoughts
right, right, right.
when you get over the ball.
Yeah.
And there are two main swing thoughts. Love God and love your neighbor.
Wow, that's good.
And so as you start the day, you need to be thinking about loving mm-hmm. God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the overflow of that is you need to channel that love into loving other people. So this is really one of the most important things we're talking about, which is loving others.
Mm-hmm.
And these are aspects of how to love others with compassion and kindness and gentleness.
So they interconnect.
Yeah, they're just interconnected. You can't separate mm-hmm. one from the other,
right.
though there is a sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Begins with loving God. Everything begins with loving God.
Mm-hmm.
And then it flows, spills its banks and floods the lowlands of loving others.
Yeah.
And so that's why the greatest thing you can do for your spouse is to
yeah.
love God.
Yeah.
And that will show up in loving your spouse.
Yeah.
The greatest thing for your children is for you to love God.
Yeah.
And it will overflow into loving your children.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a great challenge, and we can only do it as the Holy Spirit enables us. That's why we've got to walk in the Spirit. And Galatians 5:23 says the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Well, thank you for joining us today. I hope that this has been exactly what you needed to hear today. How do you need to be gentler with the people who are around you? It's very much a mark of Christ-likeness. May God help you. We look forward to seeing you in our next episode.